Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me is Sarah Wells and Jane Fawcett. But before we get started, let's start on a sour note.
A sad, sad note.
Sarah Wells, Christian. I will not interrupt you. Speak.
Oh, am I announcing this?
Yes.
Well, I have some sad, bittersweet news. Bittersweet to me, bitter to them. As of July 15th.
How do you know it's bitter to us?
Well, you guys just said it was sad and sour.
It's bitter to me.
It's sweet.
To Jane it's sweet. July 15th is my first day at my new job at Cal Baptist University. I'm going to be the newest resident director for freshmen guys and gals. Which means I am moving. I am relocating to Riverside, California.
Which means that
she will no longer be a part of the Spoutcast.
Which honestly might be the saddest part about moving, to be honest. I am so sad. And I have brought up the Spoutcast in all of my interviews with the school.
Wow. And what do they say? They don't care?
No, they love it. They're like, oh, yeah. And I even pitched it in my very first interview. I said, I would love to talk about potential of doing a podcast at Cal Baptist.
That's like, awesome.
Wow. And then they like wrote it down. I think they're impressed. I mean, good. I hope. Yeah. Maybe they listened to some episodes.
You think so? Or did you put that in your package of like interviewing or
no? I told the person who hired me, we have a mutual friend, and he told her, you need to listen to Sarah on the Spoutcast. You'd get to know her really well. So she said she would. She's on vacation right now, so who knows, maybe she's listening.
Well, we are,
if you're listening, Bethany, hello.
We are very sad, and but also I'm excited for you, Sarah. I have some friends who live in Riverside, and they love Cal Baptist. They love the people there. I met one of the guys. I think he'll technically be your boss.
Him. I met him last week. He seems super cool.
Yeah. And so I'm just excited for you, Sarah. And you have been just an original Spoutcast host.
An OG.
And you've been here since the beginning, 105 episodes. And I look forward to a few more with you. But thank you for being a part of the Spoutcast.
Well, thank you.
And fans out there, Sarah will be missed. But the Spoutcast isn't going anywhere. Sorry, just choking up a little bit. Oh boy, I had a speech this weekend at a wedding and I could not get through it.
No,
I
cried.
Oh, it was the worst I've ever cried in my life. Lacey was like, you don't ever cry that like that for me. And I'm like, I know, I'm so sorry. It was bad. It was really bad.
He really is kind of choked up right now. I want to see this.
Oh, I don't know if anybody recorded it, but I've never cried that hard in my
really?
Whole life.
Yeah. Were you bawling? Like,
It was like, I literally was like, my lips were quivering. I couldn't get through anything. It was
Christian.
Bad. It was really,
I love your buddy.
I do love my friend. It was, I literally didn't
can't
even
call
say
his buddy,
the,
buddy friend.
My first word, and I couldn't do it. Aww. It was sad. But we got an exciting, not downer show for you today.
<It's true. laughs>
So we are going to be discussing our baptism service, which was awesome yesterday.
Awesome.
And you, Sarah, did a great job yesterday, by the way.
Sarah
and
the show.
You and Janelle and everybody who helped, Darlene and Jared, you guys all did an amazing job. But we're going to discuss that and just kind of just some observations from it. I had the opportunity to baptize some people, and it was just really exciting. Alongside that, we're going to interview Cam Balachi regarding F7, which is a cool, new, exciting thing we're doing here at the Well. It's a meet people, do stuff event. And so we're going to give you some more details about that, as well as kind of close out the show. But this week's music is
Civil
exciting.
Wars.
Yes.
Because
new album
tomorrow. But to celebrate the new album tomorrow, we're doing some old stuff. I tried to choose stuff that we didn't choose last time.
Okay.
So
one of mine and Dave's favorite bands is coming out of the new album tomorrow too. So
what?
The Goo Goo Dolls. And
really?
Me and Dave Johnson
have featured
mutual
them before.
Love for that band. And so I'm excited for that as well. So it'll be a good show. Sorry for the downer in the beginning, but
Sarah, anytime
you come back to Fresno,
it better be on a Monday.
Yeah, be on a Monday, and you can come back and be on the show anytime you'd like,
great.
Right? Only jealous thing is you're that much closer to Megan and we are not. That'll be fun.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to be living in the same city as your buddy Taylor, the one who got married this weekend. Yeah.
Awesome. That's exciting. Yeah. So, all right, stay tuned for some, Civil Wars, and we'll be back with some baptism chat. Ooh, ooh. All right, we are back, and we're going to just spend some time chatting about yesterday's baptism service. Sarah was kind of the admin for the whole service, and if you weren't there at Woodward Park yesterday, it was really exciting. Mm-hmm. And how
really
many
hot.
You know what?
It got better by the end.
Yeah, I felt like it got, and the shade was super nice.
We were
yeah.
also in the water.
It did something to me, though.
Lacey.
I felt so sick afterwards.
It was hot, but I think the heat to me, yes, I was in the pool, but I was like literally just so excited for everybody yeah. each time.
It was really
so
cool.
How many people total got baptized yesterday?
64.
64 people were baptized yesterday, mm-hmm. and this was anywhere from little kids to the elderly, and it was really exciting.
5 years old to, I think our oldest person was in their late 50s.
So not the elderly.
No, not the elderly.
Not the elderly.
Older adults.
Older yes. adults. But it was a really cool day. I actually got choked up a little bit.
You're like on an emotional roller coaster
yeah,
these
the
days.
Deal?
Well, dude, because that was the morning after the wedding, and uh-huh. I was just an emotional mess. And the next day, all these junior hires that are now in high school were getting baptized, and I was just like so proud of them and yeah. Just so excited for them. One of our big fans of the show, his name's Jonah Laws. His sister Tori got baptized.
Yes.
And I was really excited for her. That was Jeremiah's first baptism he's ever done.
That's cool.
As a
and
he
pastor.
Did a couple yesterday.
He did
right?
two yesterday, and yeah. it was just really exciting. And I remember my first baptism was in Santa Cruz, and it was just really this super humbling moment of just like, wow, God, you've totally put me in a position. In this person's life, and mm-hmm. it's just really exciting. And so there was 63 64, something
64.
Like that. And Brad kind of gave in the very beginning of the service like a little brief 5-minute message maybe, and he just kind of said what the point of baptism is, and then we just one by one told story after story after story. Mm-hmm. It was just, man, some of the stories were so cool.
Yeah, yeah. They were.
And how did they write their stories down on a card, or how did that work?
Yeah, well, they sent in their story on paper, and then they also had an interview to hear the story. And so what I had them do was write, we called it a Twitter testimony.
Yeah.
So they had to write out their testimony in 2 to 3 sentences, and then I printed that out on a card.
How many run-on sentences?
Oh my gosh. Well, some people wrote me back like 14 sentences in a large paragraph or something, and I write them back, oh, that is a powerful story. I wish that we could share every detail. Do you
Man,
mind
God's
shortening
really
it?
In your life.
Yeah. And they all were like, oh, I didn't read the directions, haha, or whatever. So, yeah, some of them were longer than others, but I was surprised that it ended right on time. Like yeah. our typical yeah. services are 1 hour and 15 minutes, and the baptism was 1 hour and 15 minutes. So,
yeah. And one of my favorite stories was actually like, I think it was more than a Twitter thing, yeah. but it was in Brad's pool, and I don't remember who baptized him, but the guy who got a divorce and then through like the well and through some reconciliation and whatnot, they Schultz baptized him.
Yeah, yeah. Kaylee and Chuck. Those are their names. Yeah.
And then on Saturday, I think the week before, they got remarried after mm-hmm. had been divorced, and then he got baptized, and then she got baptized yeah. right afterwards, yeah. and that was like so powerful just mm-hmm. to see what God's been doing in their mm-hmm. lives, and for them to just proclaim their faith in Christ, which yeah. was awesome.
They decided the day that the divorce went through, they decided, no, we want to work through it, but it had been too late. The divorce had already gone through, so then they went through counseling and
wow.
And yeah, restoration. And now here they are.
Just
yeah.
a powerful story. Yeah. And I so love cool. that they share mm-hmm. that, because I know the people in the audience, there are people that are divorced mm-hmm. and think that divorce is totally okay and whatnot. Yeah. And just, I love that encouragement that you really can work it out. Mm-hmm. And yeah. not in every circumstance, but I love the heart behind them trying.
Yeah.
And
even to find hope in a situation that feels so hopeless, I think yeah. that their testimony proves that you can find hope in situations.
Sure. And
we found a love in a hopeless place.
That's what's been going wow. on just right now.
Brad also did a baptism of like his daughter's friend.
Oh,
or what was that story?
Yeah, I did too. I was in the back.
That was a mess.
So her dad left her family a year ago.
Right.
And she,
it's just ugly.
Been a sad situation, and
sure.
She just didn't understand how her dad could choose himself over their family, and
yeah.
in the midst of it, turned to the Lord and really found a father in the Lord, mm-hmm. and
Yeah. She said, God doesn't need me to understand. He needs me to trust him.
Right.
And she's like 9. This is Peyton, Brad's daughter's best friend.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Brad had the opportunity to baptize her, and it just was, you know, cool to see even her support system at such a young age. I mean, how old's Peyton? 10, 9?
9 or 10, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like the support system of a 10-year-old is just amazing. Yeah. And I was baptizing one of our junior high students, and there was all of her friends, like 6 or 7 of her friends just sitting there that they go to church on a Tuesday night, but they don't actually attend our church on a Sunday. And all these girls were, they skipped church just to go watch their friend who does attend our church get baptized. And I just like looked out and saw them and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like the community and the support. I remember there was this group of guys all wearing like kilts. Did you see them?
Yeah. Two guys were wearing kilts.
I think there was there just two or there may have been more than
there
that.
Were,
but
I only saw two.
But that guy who was in the red kilt, his daughter, I think, was getting baptized.
Uh-huh. She played soccer for Buchanan.
Oh,
yeah,
sassy.
That's sassy. And man, the guy couldn't have been more excited. And it was just cool to see. That baptism was awesome because her grandma baptized her.
Yeah.
And
and her cousin was in the pool too. And her cousin, even afterwards, was just sobbing. She was a mess.
It's just so encouraging. Yeah. And one of the things that I loved about the baptism is I had the opportunity to hand two baptisms over to dads of the kids.
That's cool.
And,
that dad cried through the whole thing too. Who was that tall dad in your pool who baptized his daughter and he got so choked up?
And he didn't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do. His name was, that was Tatum Schultz's dad. And it was funny, like, he just was kind of an emotional mess and he was just like, what do I do?
My dad baptized me when I got baptized.
Yeah.
That's got to be such a cool, like, thing for a parent,
I'm obviously not a father.
Not yet.
For me to baptize a junior high student is exciting.
Right.
But I only know them for a couple of years, or even a high school kid. I only know them for a couple of years, but a father to baptize their daughter. And, and a friend of mine and Sarah's, Dave Castro, got to
baptize both his girls.
I was crying so much.
And Dave is just, he's got such a powerful story. And for him to be in the water with his wife and with his daughters, you just.
Oh, there goes Sarah.
I'm like crying already.
Hey, pull it together,
Sarah. I can't.
Sarah.
And I looked at you when you said that to me yesterday. Pull it together. Like, I can't.
No.
I've known Dave forever. He's
yeah,
my
it
junior
was
high
just
pastor.
So, I think, powerful to see him baptized with, and I had the opportunity to be in the pool. And, you know, Bree is so funny because she's just growing in her faith. And she was like, well, if my dad does it, it doesn't count. And I was like, it counts, Bree. It totally counts. And I think the stories of the whole day were just so powerful.
Yeah,
I got to baptize someone yesterday for my first time, and I really thought, I hope this counts. Like, and I know it does, but like for a second, I'm like, I'm just Sarah. Like,
now, what was your relationship with that person? Or?
I've known her just since like December, but we have a mutual friend who. This girl, I don't know if you heard her story, but she had a baby 1.5 years ago and gave it up for adoption. She was 16.
Yes.
And she wasn't a believer, but the parents who adopted her baby, they're believers, and they suggested, they said, hey, why don't you think about going to the well? Because they knew someone that goes to the well. And so we have a mutual friend. Anyways, we went to coffee, and then we've just been kind of meeting ever since.
Yeah, that was super cool.
It's like, it's been amazing to watch her grow and take ownership of her faith and all through the hard struggle of giving up your baby and watching her be raised by two strangers, really, you know?
Sure.
So that was really exciting. Yeah.
What's interesting is like, I think baptism is like the ultimate testament to like life groups as a whole.
Yeah.
And which is why we do baptisms in life group, you know? But we have this corporate baptism service and you get to see, like, I had a couple life group leaders in the pool with our kids that got baptized. I watched multiple life group leaders baptize people in their life group. I remember that one person baptized, like, a person who was in her life group, and she was just crying because the excitement. It's like, what a testament to community and living life together. And it's just one baptism after another with story after story, and you're just like, wow, what an amazing day.
Yeah.
I loved it. I think baptism services is a great thing. And Brad talks about like oh, they there's so many people, and you know, it's more personal in a life group setting, but the excitement, I think, mm-hmm. to see them all.
The cheering every yeah. time.
And yeah. the cheering never let up. It right. was like, it kept going.
Yeah. Well, it shows like how our faith can bond us. Even, I mean, we don't know most of these people, but yeah. you feel like you know them because you heard their story, and then you were a part of them proclaiming their faith, and yeah. it's just a really cool opportunity.
Hopefully, I hope they do the Twitter testimony thing every year, because yeah. I thought that was yeah. such, that was so good. That Absolutely. Was, I think it was Brad's idea.
It was such a great idea. Yeah,
sometimes he comes up with decent ideas.
Yeah,
so.
I guess you got to give it to him.
I think that I'm looking forward to more baptism services, but also as a whole, like I think they videoed it. So hopefully yeah. we'll be able to show it yeah. to everybody.
And then even after that, after people were baptized, they walked to Pat where he
That's
videoed.
Right.
I don't know if he videoed their Twitter testimony or what he got after that, but just individual snippets of each person who was baptized.
And if you follow the well on Instagram, they actually Instagrammed a photo of the person after they got baptized mm-hmm. and then typed out the Twittered version of
yeah,
their story.
Just one sentence. So even shorter even than shorter what than they that. Said. Yeah, there were a few people that Layla got to do social media yesterday. So she picked a few of those people.
That was awesome.
Took their picture.
Yeah,
and
one of our students in the
story.
Student ministries, her story got shared, and it was just really exciting. So yeah. as a whole, man, if you weren't there at the baptism service, it was super powerful. Mm-hmm. If you got baptized, you know how powerful it was for you, and we're just so happy for you. Just as a public profession of your faith, that was just really mm-hmm. exciting.
Totally.
And hopefully we'll get some videos out yeah. there for you guys to see and celebrate along with. If you know somebody that got baptized, make sure you congratulate them mm-hmm. and continue to celebrate that. It's a huge step
yeah.
Just in their, I think, progress of faith.
Yeah.
And
if you're thinking about getting baptized and you weren't able to for whatever reason this past Sunday, yeah. The one time a year is not the only chance that you have. You
right.
can get baptized if you're in a life group. You can do it within your life group or even just with your family. It sure. doesn't have to be in a group. So we have all that information on our website if people are interested.
Well, yeah, let's transition into our interview with Cam next. Mm-hmm. And so enjoy some Civil Wars, and we will be interviewing Cam next. So stay tuned for that. All right, we are back, and we are here with Cam Belachy. Cam, can we call you Cam?
That's totally fine.
Okay. You know,
my full name is Cambria.
Right. So
but you can call me Cam.
But Cam is a friendship thing, or it's anybody can call you Cam.
Well, I think it's more of a friendship thing. I think
okay.
we've known each other a while.
She will introduce herself as Cambria.
You will.
I will. Yeah, because it's my.
I've never known you as Cambria because I think I knew you first through people who just called you Cam.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recognize you if someone said Cambria.
I think 85% of the time I hear answer her phone, her work phone. It's, this is Cambria.
Okay. So, yeah. you know, Cam's a little more formal or informal.
Informal.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. sorry, sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
You've been on the show a couple times before. I think recently we had you on.
Yeah, I think not too long ago.
Head coverings we had you on.
Yeah, that's right. I came in covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had you for head coverings episode. I think we've had you on.
More recent than that.
Yeah, when you maybe changed positions.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure, but.
I think that was the head coverings episode.
Okay. Cam is probably one of my favorite people in the office. I feel like Cam gets me in a really weird way. Like, I just feel like I wouldn't say I'm misunderstood in the office. I would say
let's play the victim card.
I would say that Christian. you get me, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, connections, that's our job. We get people.
Yeah.
That's our job to get you, Christian.
No, but I think that that's our gifting. Like, I think that Jane would say, like, we meet a lot of different people. And I think my StrengthsFinder is individuation or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's one of my strengths.
So, and Cam and I, we sometimes share a lot of the same hopes and dreams for the Well Community Church. And so
you guys share hopes and dreams. Yeah. Like, that's sweet.
I appreciate you and value you as a part of this team.
I tell
Lacey often, Cam is killing it and I love it. So,
it's the truth.
Killing it, Cam.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why we call you killing it, Cam.
Yeah.
And so your position at the Well is connections director.
Yes.
And what does that entail?
So we are responsible for everything to do with our guests at the Well. So helping people move from guest to family, helping people feel like they belong here at the Well. We oversee a lot of our volunteer teams and events and a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, but mostly all of that stuff is meant to help people feel like they belong here and to take a next step with us.
And Jane is a part of your team.
She is.
And one of the things I appreciate about you and your team is that you guys call people. And you call a lot of people. And if I could say there's one thing that I hate about just ministry is calling people.
It's the cold call. You're definitely cold calling.
For sure.
Well, I guess they've identified, but you're pretty much cold calling.
Excuse me a spit. If someone says, hey, I'm interested in joining a team, do you call them first or do you email them first? What's your first line of response?
If they fill out an info card, I call first. If they email me, I just email back.
Okay.
But is calling people, that's got to be not as fun. Or maybe you enjoy it.
It totally depends, but yeah. I think it takes more energy, especially nowadays because we're so accustomed to a text message or an email. Things that are less time consuming or less personal.
Sure.
We prefer to have that personal touch. Mm-hmm.
I, when doing baptism, like setting up baptism interviews, I just texted everybody.
Well, you're youth. Yeah. I mean, do any of your youth like answer a phone call?
No. But I was like, I wouldn't call them anyway. Yeah.
But they'll answer a text message within 30 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I'm just not good on the phone in general. And Lacey and I, it was people, I think, found it weird that we would just never talk on the phone when we were dating. I was like, I hate it. I hate the telephone.
Yeah, it's hard. I will say that I'm really bad at calling people back in my, like, normal life because we spend so much time on the phone that I'm like, no phone. After I get off work, I'm, like, turning it off.
I will second that because when we had your phone yesterday to do social media, her phone, the notification, 15 missed calls.
That's bad.
And voicemails. It's really bad. It drives Andrew crazy.
Google Voice. Do you know what Google Voice is?
I've heard about that.
It'll just email you. I never answer my phone, and it emails me the voicemail, and then I can go, oh, well, then I don't need to call that person back, or I should call that person back.
Yeah. So it turns the words into...
It turns the voicemail into a typed out message, but sometimes it gets it wrong depending on how clear the person talks. And either way, it's humorous because I've had really funny messages that's not what the person said. Yeah. Like, I remember, I forget who it was. Someone at the Well called me and it just said like, we are baby, to call me back. And I was like, this person's having a baby. And then I listened to the message like, hey man, give me a call back. And I was like, oh, bummer.
Some weird guy calling you baby.
Yep. So Cam, there's, you know, we're not just here to just talk about how great Cam is. Although I would do that for a long time.
Thank you, Christian.
And, but we are here to chat about something, that's kind of brewing at the Well, something that just launched this week officially, right?
Yeah. I think, one of our hopes and dreams that's come into fruition is, F7 has just started this last week. Yeah.
And so if I'm a guest who may be potentially becoming family and I've never heard the word F7, how would you describe F7 and what is F7 and who's it for?
It is a key on the keyboard. So they have probably heard of F7.
Yeah, that is true.
That was the first thing I thought when you guys said F7. I'm like, oh, like the key on the keyboard. I don't know what F7 would ever be used for on the keyboard, but go ahead. I'm an admin.
What is F7 used for on the keyboard? Now I want to know.
I don't know.
But what is, if F7 is something we're starting at the Well,
yes.
And so what is it? What does it stand for? All of the above.
F7 is a really creative name for Fridays at 7. Uh-huh. We are, there's a time for college students, college age people to connect and build a relationship. It's really all it is, to have fun. It's really an opportunity to get to know some people. Services can be big and it can be kind of hard to have a conversation. So this is just an environment to be able to come in. We've set up some living rooms upstairs at the Clovis campus. There's espresso machine and ping pong tables. And it's really kind of like a cool cafe vibe to just kind of take down that barrier of meeting some people and hang out.
And it's down the street from Fresno State. So
yeah, it's a perfect location.
An alternative.
Right off the 168 for FPU.
By Doghouse.
Yeah.
Word on the street is that there's some Italian sodas there.
There were on last Friday week. Night.
That's the word on the street.
So when we were talking to the college, this college group of kids, they were saying they have the large group setting in the 7 o'clock service and a small group setting in a life group, but they were missing that like middle ground of like, let's just hang out and not study the Bible or like have any like sort of like spiritual aspect to it, but like just an opportunity to meet someone. So I think it's spiritual
to be in community in some, you know, in a
totally,
weird way.
But it's not like they're doing a Bible study is right. What I'm saying.
Now, this would fall under the category of meet people, do stuff, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of meet people, do stuff options.
Right.
There's a lot of different ways to just build relationships with people. It's kind of what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks at Woodward Park. Brad's been talking about this concept of convivium, which is like a really fancy word. But it's an idea that sometimes like, doing the least spiritual stuff ends up being like the most impactful, having those those side conversations and relationships that come from that. So
totally.
Yeah. And so the point of kind of F7 is to really, even if you're not at Fresno State or Fresno Pacific and you're around the college age, right?
Right. I would even bend that, like if you're in your 20s, if you're young, if you were under like in your 20s, 30s demographic, if you're young and you want to build some relationships, this is a great place to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm just putting some boundaries on it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like 62 on a Friday night, it might not be the place for you.
You'd probably be asked to leave. Would be coin the creeper.
But what I appreciate about it is that it's an opportunity for just, 20 somethings, 18 to 20 somethings. It's just a place for them to hang out.
Yeah.
And a place for them to, like you said, meet people that they may not meet in such a large setting at the 7 o'clock or any other service we have at the Well.
Yeah, so for sure.
It's not specific to the Clovis campus. It's all people that attend the Well as a whole.
Yeah.
And so what was kind of, what was just F7 was just, it's Friday nights at 7. Was there any other thought to it? The logo's super cool.
Jen Bell came up with the name.
Okay.
But yeah, Casey did the logo.
Okay. Casey Jackson, our creative guy here at the Well. There is a Facebook page.
A Facebook page, so you can like it.
Yes. And how would I find it? Would I just type in F7 on Facebook?
Yeah. I think our like hash, whatever. Slash. Or like, you know, it's like it's an
Facebook.
Address.
Yeah, it's like Facebook.
Slash the Well F7. So the that's Well like F7. The name if you want to look it up. But I think if you just type in F7. It's also on the Well's Facebook right now, so you could like it off of that too.
Okay. Yeah. And we had an initial launch this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And how did that go? Were you there?
It was great. I wasn't able to make it, but the crew that's running it, they're a really awesome group of people, and they said it was great. They had like 40 or so people out and a bunch of new people. So if you think like I'm the only person who won't know somebody, they said there were a lot of new people there. So it's definitely like a brand new option. So there's a lot of new people going. So it's a great time to like get in and get involved. Yeah.
And this core group is a group of amazing college students, some after college, who are like the least
like the least clicky.
Intimidating, clicky people. Sure. Like I had a guy that I introduced to Jeff Mueller, and this guy, Jeff invited him to his life group, and now he's going to that. And their heart is to get people connected. So it's awesome to see them just like totally full force doing that and just being super involved. They're contacting all the graduated seniors from WSM to invite them. And they're all coming up with these things on their own. Like, I feel like there's hardly anything that we've even encouraged them to do. It's like, hey, this is what we're thinking. Can we do it? And it's like, do it.
Yeah. So speaking of kind of meeting people and doing stuff, I know that the Well has something called Summer Nights? Is that what it's called?
Summer Nights.
Yeah. Paula. Did that start yet?
Last Thursday.
And how was that? How did that go?
Wet.
Well, I was there to run the event.
Okay.
Thursday night. It was great until about 8:15 when the sprinklers came on.
Where did the sprinklers come on at?
So we're at the Fig Garden campus in the backyard.
Okay.
Two volleyball nets, playing volleyball, throwing a frisbee. Next thing I know, people are grabbing their stuff and running because we are surrounded. The whole perimeter, the sprinklers came on except the middle. So we're like, okay, well, we're getting wet either way. So tore down volleyball nets and bailed.
Summer Nights is, when is Summer Nights? Every Thursday night or?
Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to dark.
And that's just another meet people do stuff type of event,
right? Yeah, that's just another way. And that actually is all ages. Mm-hmm. So you'll see families out there, kids, older people.
And that's always a super successful thing. Like everyone loves it. And then after they go to Yogurt Land or whatever.
They went to Chipotle last week.
Wow. Yeah. I always tell like everyone wanting to get connected because I think a lot of like families are hesitant. They think everything's for young people, or young people are hesitant because they think everything's for married people. You know, this is a great opportunity for like intergenerational community. Like if you are a mom who's like, I don't have enough babysitters, you should really just go to Summer Nights. I guarantee you will find three awesome babysitters.
Totally.
And if you are like an older couple who's looking for people to have fun with and hang out with, you'll be super energized playing volleyball with a bunch of kids. Like it's just a blast.
Mm-hmm. And so, I think what I like about what the Well's been doing, and I know that there's other options like this, but this concept of meet people do stuff is, like you said, and Brad's been talking about it, it's like sometimes the most spiritual things come when you're just hanging out. And I think that's so true across the board. And I like that we're kind of putting some like names to it, and we're kind of putting opportunities to it, to where we don't have to wait for those things to organically necessarily happen. We're going, no, we've kind of found it. It happens. So let's create some avenues for that to happen. And
there's another cool one that Pat Dill's doing every Monday. What Monday are we on?
The second first Monday of every month?
No, it's not the first though. So like tonight,
would be on the second Monday of.
Yeah. So, one Monday night a month, they play softball out at like Selma Lane Park or something.
Oh, cool.
So they have like 26 people signed up. And
Do you have to sign up for F7? How does that work?
You don't have to sign up. You can if you want to be contacted by someone. Okay. So I know that Andrew, my husband and I do a foodie night group. And Andrew always says afterwards when new people come, man, I'm so proud of them because it takes so much courage to take a step out on your own and take a step to do something like this. So for a lot of people, you might be like, oh, that's a really big step to do that alone by yourself, to go out and meet some people. So if you want to get in contact with someone beforehand, you can sign up on our website, but you could also just show up on Friday night at Clovis.
And that starts at?
7.
7
F7.
Oh, gotcha.
F7.
We're really clever with names.
And that just basically goes until the lights shut off, in a sense.
Yeah.
Or until somebody's like, guys, I gotta go.
Exactly. Yeah. Until Patrick and Cooley, who are the key holders, are like, I gotta go to bed.
You need to go home now.
That's awesome. I'm excited for that. And starting over the summer, but is that going to be throughout the year?
Yeah, we'll see. We're starting for the summer now to see how it goes. But
I imagine once the school year kicks back, probably be bigger, right?
I would imagine that a lot of students will be around once we come back. So.
Yep.
Well, that's exciting. And if you are in the younger age, the 19, 20 somethings, which is probably our podcast demographic, to be honest.
I would guess.
I would feel like they're the ones who know what a podcast is. And there's some other people that are older than that know what a podcast is.
So Aaron Alvarez, if you're listening.
That's right.
See you at F7.
Yeah. So seriously, if you are of that age and you're looking for something to do on a Friday night and you're not as connected, or you are connected and you just want to meet new people, F7 is a great opportunity. We're excited for it, as I think the Well as a whole. We've been talking about it a lot as directors and just at the Well. And I think even to see how it, Brad is excited about it.
Yeah, he's
is great.
Way pumped on
and,
it.
And so I think it's a great opportunity. There are Italian sodas, and to me, that is worth every penny.
It's hard to find an Italian soda in town.
That's what I'm saying. All right? A good Italian soda.
Does Pane make a good Italian soda?
I haven't tried their Italian sodas.
I know that the Grind makes very good Italian
sodas. They do. That's my favorite Italian soda.
But maybe F7 will make better ones.
Probably.
Well, Cam, thank you for coming, and I appreciate you always coming on the show when we ask you to. So most people turn us down, and you... You're always getting.
No, I don't think anyone turns us down. They're lining up to be on our show, Christian. Isn't that right?
I mean
wait. Yeah.
Now, but before we leave, This may be your third or fourth time on the show,
right?
It
may be, yeah, three or four times.
You might be entering into the Five Timers Club.
Oh,
but,
I'd love to.
Jacket, but I've got to look back to see if you're at three or four because we got to think of something for Five Timers Club.
I think PJ totally is winning right now with four.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's entered just yet, but we're looking forward for our first Five Timer.
Christian, if I'm really your favorite, you'll let me on more than PJ.
It's actually my decision, and I like you more than PJ, so you're in.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thanks, Cam. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Just close your eyes.
We are back, and before we close out the show, Jane has a special spout out that she'd like to give.
Sure do. This spout out's near and dear to my heart. Mom, happy birthday. Today's
happy
my
birthday,
mom's birthday.
Jane's mom.
But when you listen to it tomorrow, it will be that her birthday was yesterday. So either way,
you
it's her
you can tell
birthday.
Her to listen to it tonight because it usually posts around 5 o'clock
yeah,
on a Monday.
Yeah, she goes
so.
To bed pretty early, though. Well, she like falls asleep on the couch, and then we'll go to bed.
Once again, sorry for the two-week hiatus. I know it's been a while, but we will try and bring you a regular weekly program when I am not busy because I feel really bad when we don't do it. So,
I mean, it does kind of change the pace of the week.
I feel bad. Oh, well.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Jordan Bain listens. Did you know that?
I did.
He told me a couple weeks ago. He was like, hey, sorry, I didn't listen to the spout this week. And I didn't know he'd listen. And he said, I have to apologize to you, Jane, because I didn't think you were as funny as you are.
Wow, Jane.
Wow.
Does he find just you funny or does he find the show itself
funny?
Well,
he said he knew that you and Sarah were funny, but he didn't know I was funny.
I find you very funny, Jane.
So good thing he didn't put a boring girl on the show.
Well, yeah, we are going to miss Sarah.
Yep.
And so if you have any kind words to say to Sarah, post it on our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram, and Sarah will be missed dearly.
In fact, she had to leave the show
she
early.
Left the show
so
early.
This is a taste of what you guys are going to get when we don't have
just
Sarah
boring
anymore.
Boring old show, me and
boring Jane.
That's right.
Hey, if you guys can make it out to the Well at Woodward this Sunday, it is Father's Day, and we are going to be having a barbecue.
Yep.
Romy and Bird Barbecue will be catering our service. So if you haven't already, you can purchase a ticket for your meal. You get either a pulled pork or a pulled chicken sandwich. So yay for Christian the vegetarian. I think you get potato salad. I don't know.
Buy a soda.
What else? Yeah, you can buy a soda. So those tickets can be purchased online for $10. And then all the proceeds for that go to sending some of our sending our missions teams overseas. So do that online before Sunday so that you can hang out, enjoy your dad, bring dad and enjoy Father's Day and hang out with a bunch of people and do what's it called? Starts with a C.
Convivium.
Convivium.
There you go. All right, well, this is the spout.
And we're out.
Why are you so far from me? And my arms is where you are too. Thank you. have.